Good morning. My name is Allison, as Josh mentioned, and I am a senior at Cal majoring in political science and minoring in music. For the past 4 years, I have attended First Pres and Focus and have been a member of the California Golden Overtones, which is Cal's only all-female a cappella group. If someone were to ask me the coolest thing I've learned while at Cal, hands down, it would be the fine art of making drum noises with my mouth or beatboxing. I wanted to give a demonstration, but Josh told me that I should probably wait until after the service. So ask me and I'll show you. But if someone were to ask me the most important thing I've learned while at Cal, it probably would not involve my major, although I have learned that a perfectly acceptable response to any politically charged question is, I'm not quite sure of my response to that issue, but I would appreciate your insight. As weird as this may sound, the most valuable lessons I've learned aren't necessarily the ones that I have fully learned and implemented, but rather ones that I keep relearning over and over again and continue to struggle with. What does it mean to truly learn something? Most of us have learned to ride a bike. Once someone learns to ride a bike, a person may wobble a bit at first when they first get on after a few months or years, but for the most part, once someone learns to ride a bike, it's not something that someone easily forgets. If this was the point of college, then I've wasted 4 years of my life and a heck of a lot of my parents' money. For my past 4 years at Cal, I have struggled with time management, but not in the traditional sense. I'm not one to stay out late every night or miss lots of classes. Rather, I'm the one who's usually in bed by 11:30 and up by 7 or 8 in the morning, which is quite something for a college student. I'm the one who too often puts school, music rehearsals, and other commitments first and struggles to make time for fun. For the past 4 years, I've spent much of my time waiting to have time to do things. I've scheduled my life around papers, music rehearsal, and classes, often at the expense of my social life and spiritual growth. Fortunately, my family, friends, and God have continued to pursue me and help me reprioritize my life. But this is something I continue to struggle with, and I doubt it will get easier once I graduate. It's so easy to distract ourselves with the things we think are important and miss out on the lives God has planned for us. God has given us all so much more potential than we can imagine, but so often we incapacitate ourselves with busyness, self-doubt, and perpetually waiting for the right time to do things. After a lifetime of waiting for the right time, I'm sick of cutting myself off at the knees. I'm sick of limiting myself and God's plans for my life. I'm sick of trying to control everything and then wondering why I feel unfulfilled and exhausted. I'm sick of waiting to get my life together before I do anything because, newsflash, it's never going to happen. There are many lessons I will probably never learn. But having an awareness of the lessons I struggle with and God's promise to guide me through these lessons is such a source of peace and hope. Perhaps learning to fully depend on God will be my greatest lesson.
One of the great things I love about Graduation Sunday is that it gives the rest of the church a window into the privilege that both Carrie Baer, who works for Veritas with graduate students, and myself, the great privilege that we have of working with these amazing students and see the work that God is doing in their lives. So we just really appreciate you guys sharing with us. And right now, we'd like to pray for all the graduating students, both undergraduate and graduate students. And actually, in the service, what I might do is actually ask all those who are graduating from any program, both at Berkeley, any other school, just stand, and we'd just like to acknowledge you right now. So you guys can stand up. There they are. Yep. Great. Thanks, guys. You can sit down. Carrie Bear and I would love to pray for you guys. So let's pray together.
Oh God, you have made all of life a sacrament, and all ground is holy, and we are on holy ground wherever we go. And as your people, we do sacred and sacramental work in whatever calling you may have for us. Today, we bring before you these graduates and all the work they have achieved. And we put this in front of you and ask now for your sacred blessing on them and on their work. And as they leave Berkeley and go to do the next thing you have called them to do, we acknowledge in your presence the holiness of that work as well. And we ask you to bless the work they will do. We call it holy as we ask you to go before them, to guide, to oversee the work of their hands and their minds. And we offer their new work and these new callings to you as holy sacrifices, lived out faithfully before you for the sake of your kingdom on earth. We dedicate their work to your glory.
When they are tempted to pride, O Lord, teach them that they are saved by grace and not by works. When they are tempted to despair, remind them that they are your workmanship, created in Christ for good works which you prepared beforehand. When they are faced with decisions of responsibility, may they be courageous, doing the right, even when it is difficult, as you give them the power to see the right. In times of controversy and consequence, may they fear you more than they fear the judgment of others. In a world which rewards self-promotion, may they show graciousness even to their competitors, trusting that you will honor them in due time. And when they work under employers or supervisors, help them to serve diligently as though serving the Lord. And when they themselves become managers and supervisors, remind them that they themselves have a master in heaven. And Lord, help them to know the joy that comes from working hard at work that matters, the hope that comes from family and friendships well nurtured, and the freedom that comes from worship that is open and honest before you.
And we ask you for your blessing as these new graduates give themselves to you, both in their work and in their worship, which are interwoven and all about the same thing, which is, dear Lord, to honor you and lift up your name everywhere. We commit these new graduates into your abiding care now. In the strong name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And now, before we come to the table together, let's stand up and say what we believe as we say the Apostles' Creed together, which is printed in your bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary,